T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 203 on The Fan, and a very good Friday afternoon to you. Benigno and Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here, of course, till 6 o'clock, Big Mike, Francesa, he'll come your way. Tommy Lugauer in Manhattan, Ernie Acosta in Yonkers. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio, where nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, bro, how are you?
Bro, I'm doing all right. How are you today, man?
I'm all right.
Do you remember yesterday we were talking about that Mel Rojas, Paul O'Neill at bat in the 1998 Subway Series?
Right. So now Mel Rojas is coming on today?
No, not quite.
You get him?
But no, we do have Barry Trotz, the head coach of the Islanders, coming on.
Really?
So it'll be cool to chat with him.
That's interesting.
And we do have a former Met, but I don't think you look at him, or I certainly don't look at him in a negative light like Mel Rojas. But I think of him more as a Dodger, more as a Blue Jay. A guy with 40 home runs a bunch of times in his career. Guy with 4 home runs in a game. Sean Green, the former outfielder.
Sean Green.
Isn't interesting.
He's really a Dodger, but he did play for the
Mets.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's not a Met. I mean, he's a Dodger. He's a Blue Jay. I think of him more as a Blue Jay, than the Dodger. I do, yeah. I think he spent like 7 years with the Blue Jays.
Was it that long?
I mean, look, he had big years with both teams. That's for sure.
Right.
He had one run, I forget what year it was, where he hit like 6 home runs in 2 games. You just couldn't get him out. He had that 4 home run game.
Right.
And hit over 40 home runs a bunch of times. But yeah, with the Mets, it was the latter part of his career. And
what was he on, the 06 team? Was he on that team?
He was on the 06 team. And this is the image I have of Sean Green.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's not bad, but it's also not good. All right. Game 2. The Mets have a 2-run lead.
Yep. I was there for that disaster.
Oh, yeah. Scott Spezio is at the plate.
Yep.
And it's a very deep fly ball to right field. And Sean makes a leaping attempt to end the inning, hold on for the lead, and it goes off the top of his glove, bounces off the fence, 2-run triple, Cardinals tie the game. And then a few innings later, the immortal, the legendary, So Taguchi takes Billy Wagner deep, and the Mets lose game 2 of that series.
So Taguchi.
So
that's the night my wife got lost in Manhattan coming back.
After that game?
I had to reel her in. Thank God for cell phones.
Yeah, seriously.
Back then, too. That's 14 years ago. It's amazing I could use a cell phone 14 years ago.
Yeah, same cell phone.
I think it was. The one that just died
on me. I know. It wasn't even a joke.
By the way, I do have one up and running again.
Oh,
although
nice.
I still am like trying to figure out what I'm doing yet.
Eventually, you know? You'll figure it out. By next year.
Right.
It'll all come together.
Right.
No, exactly. The reason I bring up the Rojas O'Neill at bat was I had never seen it on TV because I was at the game and I watched it the other day.
So you
wanted
to watch it just to torture yourself more?
I wanted to not even torture myself, but see what it would do to me. Would it bother me all these years later? It did. But I told you that Tim McCarver was crushing Bobby Valentine.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
That's fine. And I didn't even realize that.
We're not having Bohannon in the game.
Right. Kalen Bobby didn't even mention that. I mentioned that to you yesterday. I later discovered, with the help of Joey and Yonkers and then Googling, that Tim McCarver claims that that rip of Bobby Valentine is why the Mets ended up firing Tim McCarver.
Really?
Yeah, there's a New York Times article from many years later. It's from May of 2008, in which Richard Sandomir, the writer, is talking about Willie Randolph and the criticism he gets on the Met TV broadcast. And Tim McCarver relays a story that Nelson Doubleday summoned him to a post-game meeting. And the owner of the Mets, you know, would talk to Tim McCarver a lot, Tim would say, but this time he had a very ominous tone. And McCarver said Doubleday told him Valentine and his coaches had been aboard his yacht in Nantucket on a recent off day. And Nelson told me, this is from McCarver, that Valentine said, McCarver's got to go. And Nelson told the manager, I'll handle it. Doubleday asked McCarver to soothe Valentine by telling him that he's done a hell of a job with the players he had. Mm-hmm. McCarver said, as I said, if I felt that way, I would have said it already. At that point, I didn't feel real good about keeping my job. And so McCarver, during the talk with Doubleday, said, is this in reference to the Bohannon-Rojas call?
Right.
And according to McCarver, Doubleday shook his head and said yes.
Right.
Now, Valentine
denied. Did they
fire
him right away? Did he finish that year out? I don't remember.
It was a year later.
Doubleday, he fired him?
February of 1999.
You got to get Bobby on again and like ask him about this.
Well, Bobby has since denied it. He said it's not true, doesn't remember. Yeah,
that's not true. Bobby tells us the truth when we have him on.
You think he's going to change his mind and say it's true?
He might. Bobby, come on, Bobby. You know I love you. Did you get McGarver fired or what? Yes or no.
From this article in 2008.
Bobby doesn't like to really mince words too much.
No, you're right. And maybe years have made it easier.
Right.
But in 2008, in this New York Times article, Valentine was asked about it while he was in Japan, and he said he can hardly remember having a talk about anything serious with Nelson Doubleday. So that was his denial.
On his yacht in Nantucket on an off day.
Right. Yes. I mean, okay. I tend to believe that this probably happened.
Yeah, all right.
And Bobby, you know, maybe doesn't remember it. Maybe to him it was casual to just say, yeah, Tim McCarver's got to go. Who knows? But I never realized that moment, that game, which has bothered me as a Met fan for all these years, had such ramifications potentially.
Yeah, well, I guess so. How about that?
And here's the truth.
That was the end of McCarver.
Here's the truth. For Bobby Valentine, who I love, my favorite manager in my lifetime with the Mets. Love Bobby V. Here's the truth.
Love him too.
Tim McCarver was right.
He was right.
There's no reason Rojas should have been in that game.
Hey, we criticized Bobby. We got on him.
Yeah, I mean, he's not
perfect. He didn't get us fired.
No, at least me.
I mean, I was doing the show back when he was the manager. I criticized him a lot. I got on him.
There's no way.
Disguises, double switching Piazza out of games.
Well, that's the one. Double switching Piazza one. Yes.
I used to constantly get on Bobby about that, and it always came back to bite him every time.
Oh, it always seemed to. Yeah.
Yep.
Look, the truth is, no matter what or who the coach is of your team or manager of your team, and no matter how good they are, of course you're going to criticize them. Nobody's perfect.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's impossible. It's impossible to say, oh, no, the manager never makes a mistake.
Right.
That night, it was a mistake. And I don't know, maybe Brian Bohannon gives up a double up the alley. I have no idea.
It looks better, though, when you got the lefty going up against O'Neill.
Right, and it's also not Mel Rojas.
Right.
Who stinks.
Stinks.
To this day, I'm still bitter about that.
Yeah, he's one of the worst relief pitchers. And this is saying a lot. I mean, he's one of the worst relief pitchers the Mets ever had. So when you start to get into that area, you know you're bad.
Yes, oh, absolutely. That's illustrious territory you're putting him
right.
in.
Right, right.
So, I thought that was interesting. I found that out yesterday after the show was over, that move had more ramifications than just the Yankees winning a game. What was also interesting is, you remember a few days ago, the NBA was sending out a survey. Adam Silver was sending out that survey to the general managers to see how they want to restart this season. Because we already know that the NHL has their format planned. We don't know when. We don't know when it's going to start.
Right.
We know exactly what's going to happen.
Right.
We really don't know what the NBA is going to do.
Right. Bettman was on one of the truth be told, I saw him on Brett Baier last night, Bettman.
Just confirming what we all know.
Yeah, I mean, saying exactly what you and I have known for a long time already. I mean,
pretty much.
And still with no, you know, obviously with no concrete time when it's going to happen.
Right.
You
know? We don't know the time of when it's going to happen, but we know what it's going to look like. I think the NHL made the right decision with what they're doing, because they had too many close playoff races. I don't think they could have simply said, these are the 8 playoff teams, mm-hmm. let's go. Wouldn't have been fair.
Right.
So I thought they came up with the best system they could come up with. The NBA is a little bit different because the eight teams in the Eastern Conference are separated by a lot from the ninth team, specifically the seventh and eighth team from the ninth team, and not as big, but certainly similar in the Western Conference. But they ask these NBA GMs how they want to restart the year, and it's obvious that a GM is going to vote in their own interest.
Sure.
They're going to vote in the interest of the league or what's better. And so, according to Shams Charania of Athletic and Stadium, the playoff plus format got 83% of the vote to include 20 or more teams. And it's not a surprise it got that high of a vote.
Right.
Because every team that's not in it, why wouldn't they vote for a playoff plus?
Right.
You know, not that they think they're going to win it, but you want to at least be in it. You want to have the revenue that's generated from it.
Yeah, to me, that's more about, you know, getting more money than anything else.
Of course. Of course. And I understand that the league is going to lose a lot of money. Everybody's losing a lot of money. So they're trying to make up for it during the NBA restart. But what's so important to me, and this is what I think the NHL accomplished while also bringing in extra revenue probably, is you want to make it as real as possible. I think that's what you want to do. You want to have the result be as real as possible. And I don't think adding playoff teams and having a play-in tournament makes any sense other than to simply make money. The NHL may be doing it to make money, but it also makes sense for the NHL. It fits the NHL. Does it really fit to have the New Orleans Pelicans in a play-in tournament just because you want Zion Williamson on TV?
Right. The Knicks.
Should or the Knicks.
They shouldn't be in a play-in tournament.
Look, in the Knicks,
Warriors, they won 12 games. They should be in a play-in tournament.
Well, I don't know if it would go all the way to 30. I think they're talking about many different options. One option I'd read about is going four deep in the West, but not going deep in the East, just based on the standings, that there are teams closer in the West than there are in the East. Now, that doesn't seem ideal to have a different amount of teams competing in this playoff plus that of the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference. That's why, to me, the answer is, these are the playoff teams. That's it. Let's go. I think that makes the most sense.
Well, you know what? The speculation that we have done for now seemingly eternity about how they're going to set it up, how they're going to do it, how many teams in the playoffs, this and that, you know, where they're going to play it, you know, whatever. Okay? Play. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying, man? Like I'm starting to get dizzy talking about this. Play. When are we playing? You know what I mean?
I think that's
the bottom line to me. When are we playing?
I think what the NBA is trying to do is what the NHL is doing, which is let's have everything figured out so that when we are ready to return, this is the plan.
Well, they
and I think that's what they're doing now.
Well, this should have been done already probably.
Well, I think the problem is there's no – like Adam Silver can just decide what he wants, and that's probably what he's going to do, and that's what he should do.
Well, they should just go to the playoffs. To me, the NBA should just go to the playoffs.
That's
you
want to
play
a
couple exhibition games before that to get in, you know, get in a little better shape, get in some game shape. I get it.
I think that's the answer.
They should just go to the playoffs. Don't mess around with any more of that. And there's no reason to.
What doesn't feel right, what doesn't feel right is that Brian Windhorst said the other day, and he's in the know. I don't think he's making this up.
Isn't he the man?
Well, he knows LeBron. That's
right. Well,
sure.
That makes him the man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
He said the other day that the NBA is trying to figure out a way to get the New Orleans Pelicans in this tournament,
just so they can have Williamson on television.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
That's not right.
Of course, it's not right.
I get the appeal.
Of course not.
I get the appeal of Zion Williamson. I'm not ripping him or denying that, but that should not be your thought process when you're making a tournament figuring out how to reopen the season.
No, I agree. I mean, you know. That's, you know, they're not in the playoffs. We'll see them next year. That's it.
Or
see you in December on Christmas Day. So have him open up. He could open up against the champions, whoever they are.
Sure. That's fine. But the problem that they run into is when you look at the NBA standings, the New Orleans Pelicans are 28-36. The Sacramento Kings are 28-36.
Okay.
You're not having the Pelicans in the tournament and the Kings not because you simply want
Zion Williamson.
You can't do
that.
I think I don't know what Adam Silver is going to decide. I really don't. I don't know if he knows. But the best decision is to take the 16 playoff teams, send them to Orlando, Florida, wherever they're going to do this.
That's it.
Like you said, you want to play a few exhibition or regular season games, call it whatever you want, and that's how you do it.
Yep.
I just think that's the best way to go about it. But you can't be asking all these teams that are out of the playoffs, their general managers, hey, what do you think? Well, what do you think they're going to think?
Yeah, right.
And the other thing is there was this idea of this group stage It's kind of like the World Cup where they would separate teams into a group. There'd be group play, and then the top two teams from each group would advance. Kind of like the, you know, the World Cup or the Olympics, right? No, it's horrible. I'm with you because stop trying to reinvent things.
I'm getting indigestion. It's like too easy. Yeah, all this stuff is just to see how much more money can we make. Really, that's it. Because it's a no-brainer just to go to the playoffs and that's it. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's not necessarily to make more money. It's to recoup the money. I'd almost look at it that way.
Yeah, like, well, you're not going to recoup too much money. I mean, at least the NBA has the advantage that they got most of their season in, you know? I mean, they did do that. So.
No, and this is where I thought the NHL had a tough decision, and they made a good one. I give Bettman credit. The NBA could easily say, these are our playoff teams. You know, it's fair. Mm-hmm. Teams being 5.5 games out with only how many games to go is not going to, you know, make people lose sleep at night. The problem with hockey that they ran into was that you had Carolina and the Islanders.
Well, they did it right. I mean, hockey's doing it the right way. I mean, I do agree that. You know, they're handling it the best way they can handle it.
And look, it benefits them because they're able to add this extra round. They're technically not calling it the playoffs.
And they're also getting the two New York teams in the play-in.
Oh, yeah.
They're thinking about that, too, you know.
And you know who else they got in the play-in, which I'm sure they're thinking about? The Montreal Canadiens.
Montreal and the Blackhawks, too, didn't they? Chicago?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
So those are all big markets, you know, as far as, you know, a lot of interest to see these teams play. So, yeah. Right.
It worked out because it gives them the benefit that they want financially, but it also makes sense because there was such a close battle between teams making the playoffs that it wouldn't have necessarily been fair to say, all right, this is the cutoff, the season's over, too bad. You don't have that problem in the NBA because when you look at the standings, you know, the Western Conference is a little bit closer, but Joe, the Grizzlies are 4 games ahead of the Trailblazers in the loss column. I mean, it's not like they were a half game out. They're not tied in the loss column.
You're preaching to the choir for me, man. To me, it's just about going to the playoffs. That's it. And, by the way, the Islanders play who? Carolina?
Florida.
Is that it? Or they play, and the Rangers play Carolina.
And the Rangers play Carolina, okay. In a best-of-five series that is technically not the playoffs.
I understand that.
It's the
it.
Eastern
well,
Conference.
You know what? Something, though. I mean, it's something. Here's the bottom line. I will watch that. You know, no doubt about it.
Of course. No, I'm excited for it. Look, to your point, you said it a few minutes earlier, and that's let's play the games. The problem is we're going to have to wait a while.
Well.
I mean, I heard the other day they may not start this thing till August.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. I mean, the later you play this, the less, I mean, I know for me, I mean, I don't know for everybody, but the less interest I'm going to really have. I mean, I'll let it later and later and later, and now we're into August, you know.
I think it could cause people to go one of two ways. They can go the way you're describing of, you know what, it's been months, I'm not that into it. It also could be you're marching through the desert and you're incredibly thirsty.
No, I get that.
And now you finally got it 4.5 months later.
August is a tough time for me to get excited about basketball or hockey. I got to tell you that.
Well, it's different because we're not used to it.
Very hard.
It's just a different world.
Yeah, no, I understand.
But I don't know what Adam Silver is going to decide, but what I would tell him is you want this to be as normal as possible. So make it as normal as possible.
Right.
Don't have a play-in tournament. Don't mix up the conferences. Right. Don't listen to what general managers of teams that are well out of the playoffs say. Do what you can to make this as real as possible. We're living in a world in which it's going to be very weird. You just touched on it. The playoffs are in August and September. It's weird.
Yep.
There's nobody there. It's weird. It's Disney. It's all weird. Don't make it any more weird by, you know, putting in these hokey things. 16 playoff teams. Let's go.
Yep. No, that's it.
We'll get to your calls coming up. We mentioned the head coach of the qualifying round-bound New York Islanders. Barry Trotz will join us coming up at 3 o'clock. The former longtime major leaguer. Now he does pre and post for the L.A. Dodgers, so we can talk about the current state and obviously his career. Sean Green will join us later on. And 5 more calls with the Sterling 5. Beningo and Roberts here in the afternoon for the next 4 hours.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.